T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
.946, time for the Twitter question about this time each and every day, brought to you by your HR experts from Ascendio. KU football on the brain today. So whose fault is it, right? That's where we're going?
Yeah, with Shane Zinger gone now, who really set KU football back the most? At KFH Radio is the Twitter handle that will tweet it and retweet it every day. You can do so as well. Vote at your leisure and retweet to your friends, too. The options are, and records have been included here, just for reference,
nice,
in case you forgot. Charlie Weiss, 5-22, 1-18 in the Big 12. Turner Gill, 5-19, 1-16 in the Big 12. Or David Beatty, 3-33, 1-26 in the league. The responses, of course, came flowing like wine, as you would imagine. Garrett said, curious if this means this is Beatty's last year. No way they hire a new head coach now, but I see them going after a much bigger name. Folks forget they were on Harbaugh before he chose Stanford. Maybe not. Let's see. Dustin said, after hearing more about the situation, I think he was fired because of the cheerleading scandal, and maybe the FBI investigation for performance on the field is minor in comparison. Because Dustin said that last night, I asked, and Jesse actually responded, or, you know, wrote about it on Twitter,
right.
So I felt like I had to ask that. But Jason, Casey, Greg, and many others say Lou Perkins is the guy that really set the football program back the most, and reading between the lines, or maybe not, whoever fired Mark Mangino. So,
well, that would be
revisionist history says you connect the dots, and it's Lou Perkins' fault.
Yeah, and that would be Lou Perkins. I know one of our favorite and most ardent KU football supporters and listeners, KU Pat, would I could tell you that he would vote for Lou Perkins, probably the most reviled person in his orbit. And we're talking about a guy who's for years been a season ticket holder for KU football. So a guy that's put his money where his mouth is. You know, it's a combination thereof. And here's the thing. And for some of our younger listeners, and Shane, I mean, you know, you and I mean, you're younger than I am. Just point back and give me a time when KU football was a consistent force. Just
not when I was alive, but
no.
The Glenn Mason regime was
there.
The
was a little. That's right. And go back and really look at the Glenn Mason. They had one year and there was a damn good football team.
Mm-hmm.
They were in the top 10 or so. That was the year that he almost parlayed the KU job into the Georgia job.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up, instead of taking a stutter step back, he was, I think, going through, that doesn't matter, but he was going through some issues that wouldn't allow him to leave. He stayed at KU an extra year and ended up going to Minnesota. But that was a relatively short time, too. Mark Mangino had that kind of that moment in time where they went to the Orange Bowl and then won like the next, God, what did they win, like 6 games in a row or something like that to start the next season before the bottom started to fall out a little bit. But I thought that they were on their best level that I've seen in the time that I've been around that program, and that dates back to, good Lord, the early 80s. I thought that they were on their best, their most solid ground with Mark Mangino. And things got sideways there very quickly, and Lou Perkins made a decision, and the subsequent hires, Turner Gill, man, those were 2 years of swing and miss. And then Shane Zenger comes in and hires Charlie Weiss, and then you got bad on bad. And it just goes to show you how difficult it is to dig out from stuff when you make a couple of decisions like that. Now, you could make the decision, you could make the argument that Lou Perkins' first decision that was wrong was firing Mark Mangino. The second decision that was just absolutely devastating was bringing in Turner Gill. And then Shane Zenger is brought in after Perkins is departed and brings in Charlie Weiss. Those are three things in a row that happened that have led to what David Beatty is dealing with now.
Agreed.
And whatever coach comes in is going to have to deal with probably for the next few years.
But, and I'm no champion of Glenn Mason, but his first year at KU, he was 1-10.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's been done. And it, you can have some incremental success, which is exactly what he did. Went 1-10, 4-7, 3-7-1, then 6-5, and then by 1992, he was 8-4, and they were ranked as high as 13th in the country. And they went to the Aloha Bowl. They flirted with 500 the next 2 years. Then they went 10-2 and went to the Aloha Bowl. So, yes, hiring the wrong guy can set you back, but even somebody – and we can argue all day long what Glenn Mason inherited and what David Beatty inherited, how similar or different they are. But as rock bottom's rock bottom. I mean, when you're winning one game a year, we're splitting hairs here, right?
But no, you're right.
But if you hire the right guy, you can dig your way out of this and at least into obscurity instead of
relevance.
Off the face of the earth. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Some relevance. That's all you're really and really that's
hey,
what
and Jesse hit it on
best.
Jesse hit it on the head.
Yeah.
If you're an AD, you don't get the chance to hire three different coaches.
No,
in
that's
one sport.
Exactly
you can't.
Right. Yeah. Exactly right. So, you know, I mean, there they are. I did a double take on the whole $350 million project on Memorial Stadium. You can't even get people to go to games.
Yep.
And you know, and the Booth family ponies up the first $50 million. This is how big of a project. You get a first gift of $50 million. Oh, by the way, you still have $300 million to raise. And Jesse also touched upon it, and it's something that I've long thought. People just don't care. They just don't care about football until there's an absolute reason to care. And they just haven't had that
very
much.
And in every case, that's just been an uproar. That's not been
exactly
excitement. It's been an uproar.
No. Right.
Like, how can we keep
this
guy?
Yeah.
From people that don't, like you said, that don't care until it's so embarrassingly glaring that KU is the butt of every joke in college football.
Totally. And that was where the genesis of my question, because I have long thought, for being in that market for so many years, I have long thought that basketball has hurt football at Kansas. Makes absolutely no sense. You would think it would be the other way around. Wow, the excitement of basketball at Kansas and everything that comes with it, the fan base and stuff. But that fan base doesn't equate to football. It just doesn't. Now, someone will call up and talk about the Mangino year and the Orange Bowl year and say, well, yeah, but this is what it can be. Well, yeah, if you're 12-1 and you're ranked in the top five in the country, you sure as hell better have plenty of people at your football games. But that's not what we're asking for Kansas. We're asking for relevance, consistent relevance in the Big 12. I mean, you know. I mean, we're sitting here talking about Nicholls State, Central Michigan, and Rutgers, and the importance of those games. Are you kidding me? Really? You know? Interesting. Interesting. Feel free to weigh in at 869-1240. That's the number on the I Got It Attached Locker Room hotline. True or false? As we continue rolling into hour number two. Coming up next, Shane and I right here on Sports Daily.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.